Time now for Radio Theater. Blake Thomas and Mary Fox are joining us, the host of the Take It With You radio show, the program that's been happening down at the Underground for, I think, a couple of years now. They're about to do their 13th episode. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in so early in the day.
No problem.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
It's a show that's been taking the city by storm. It seems like when I've gone, the room is always full. Everybody's there. It is a celebration every time you guys do a performance.
Yeah, there's a real sense of community that's kind of been built around the show, and I think that's one of the reasons that it's been so successful. And it, you know, it was kind of one of those things that was a happy accident in a way, because artistically we just wanted to do. We wanted to do a show that could include people from the community, and what ended up happening is that members of the community, you know, started making these connections and connecting with us, and there was just this wonderful
kind of almost like a domino effect where it was you know, you have one, you know, we try to support local businesses as much as we can, and you know, one of our first guests was Jonathan Otis of Lake Superior Honey and Lucy Amundsen, of course, of Locally Laid, and it's sort of, they kind of started talking, and then, you know, the next thing we know, we're having, you know, tailgate parties with, you know, Laura Ness is leading it, and Chow Hall is there, not necessarily on as a guest on the show yet, but there, you know, at the beginning of the show, where people can get Chow Hall food and drink local beer and listen to even more local music, and then the show starts, and yeah.
And I remember one night it was so sold out that the mayor actually got up to help put up more folding chairs. And I thought, this is really like a local thing, you know? Of course, the mayor is like the most populous guy I've ever met in my life.
Yes.
He's like, oh, no, I know how to do that.
Yeah, okay, he's right. Just the best. And what a lot of people actually don't know about the mayor is that, number one, of course, he's awesome, but he writes, so he's on pretty much every single episode. There's been two that he hasn't been able to been physically on the show, but he has managed to be a part of it in some shape or form. But what a lot of people don't know is that he writes a lot of his own material on the show.
Really?
And yes, and he'll send us, you know, his ideas and his input, and it's always so exciting to get that email because
that's
really
cool.
It's really funny. And then he always, you know, will close it out with being like, you don't have to use this if you don't want to, but we always use it because it's great. So he writes his own material and he helps us.
And so far,
with chairs.
It's going to be a sad day when we have to write him back and be like, no, John, that's no good.
Well, he'll be out of office.
Right. Anyway. That's when we'll get really mean.
That's right. Yeah, you're nobody now.
Yeah. Well,
tell me how this idea for this show started. Radio, well, live radio certainly happens in many forms, and most days it's just talk radio nowadays. But live theater on the radio is, I won't say ancient, but it's an old art form. It's been happening since the 20s, and then it died out when television came along. What prompted you guys to try this?
In a nutshell, for me, you know, I've been a songwriter and a touring songwriter for a while, and there was a long period of time where I was kind of traveling around the country, and I got into listening to all of these old radio shows to kind of pass the time, you know, like Gunsmoke, and there was a great one called I Was a Communist for the FBI.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, which is, I mean, just a terrible, terrible message, but it was really well made. And so I just kind of fell in love with that medium. And then Mary and I were living in Minneapolis, and we wrote a musical for a little theater company down there in Osseo called Yellow Tree Theater. And it was a musical called Stay Tuned that was loosely based around this fictitious old radio program that whose host died after many, many years, and they were trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, it was sort of that old world meets new, you know, the show is a little bit about where, you know, a brand new shiny producer comes in and wants to turn it into, you know, this pop radio station, but these, you know, essentially kids that have worked there with this old host wanted to sort of keep that old way of, you know, doing radio of the, you know, the old man, loosely kind of about Prairie Home Companion, you know, like what would happen if Garrison Keillor, you know, kicked the bucket or retired, which he's doing. And so we were like, we would take over. And that's kind of what we, and then we just like, and so then we're like, we're going to move to Duluth and just make this radio show a reality. Tom Isbell, who is a professor here, and he was also a guest on one of the shows. He's a phenomenal writer, teacher, actor. He's just awesome. And he came down and was like, you know, there might be an audience in Duluth for this kind of thing. And yeah, the next, you know, we were packing our bags and moving to Duluth. And now it's, you know, we're playing this radio theater to a sold out show and in front of our scripts and, you know, music stands. It's not like we're dancing in front of an audience, or it's not like we're, you know, juggling. Well, it's
dance doesn't really work on the radio.
Exactly. And so that's like, you're thinking with this live radio theater, you know, is this going to captivate a live audience?
Right.
Like, sure, you know, listening and in post, we can kind of, you know, fill it out a little bit more with added sound effects and stuff. But it's really been really amazing to figure out, you know, that maneuvering around the challenge of how do you make this, you know, when we're standing in front of music stands and our scripts and the Foley station, you know, is, you know, pitchers of water, how do you make it exciting for a live audience? And so far it works and they like it.
Well, and you know, but you're doing things that people have maybe heard about. You know, they see Foley artists in movie credits. They've heard about radio sound effects from the old days, and they certainly know about it from Prairie Home. But for people in Duluth to go and see this and to see the group of actors you pulled together who are doing all these sound effects and improvising, playing different roles, and it's just a, you know, the different voices that they bring in. You know, you've pulled actors from the Twin Cities and from Duluth, right?
Yeah. That's been really fun.
Yeah, Ryan Nelson, who's an actor from the Twin Cities, is just a phenomenal voice actor, and so like that's one of the really fun things. And we try to throw him. So we just try to throw him wacky things to do, and so far it's all been good. That's another one where it's like one day he's gonna be like, no, guys, I can't do that one.
That's like the rest of the cast too. It's just like we're gonna have a script about, you know, 50 beauty pageant ladies like stampeding through a woods, and everyone's like, cool, all right, let's do this. Like, so the people that are cast, they're all just, they blow my mind every Monday when we show up for tech before the radio show. I just am so thankful for all of them.
You've also kind of developed an overarching kind of script line. I mean, it takes place in a fictitious saloon, and that Blake, as yourself, that you own, but all of these people come in and out, sort of reminiscent of Cheers in a way, but you've had this story arc that go from episode to episode pretty well, too. How have you developed the writing process? Is it the two of you and other people, or is it just a round table of people throwing in ideas? How does it work?
It's kind of varied. I think, you know, some episodes, it's a bunch of us getting together and sort of brainstorming. I think, for the most part, it's kind of Blake and I, you know, randomly on a, you know, Friday morning, we'll be like, what do you think about this? And then, you know, Blake will write some pages and then hand it off to me. And Katie Helbaca and Andy Bennett have been writers on the show. Andy Fry. It's sort of been this kind of hodgepodge. But I guess at the end of the day, it's Blake and I kind of, I guess, trying to pick what works. It's really funny. You learn to not get too attached to what you're writing, because there's been so many times that, you know, we think we have something so good, and then we'll, you know, rehearse it and it just doesn't land, and then the script changes and the next day, you know, we're frantically printing off new pages an hour before the show. And so
Well, now, is that because your expectation, Mary, as an experienced person on visual live stage in front of an audience, is different than what you end up doing on the radio? Is it because of the radio medium that doesn't work sometimes, or is it
because you can't have a lot of the physical comedy sometimes that would work in a scene. Mm-hmm. Or if, you know, when you're, if you have actors in a live theater show that you can rehearse, you know, for 3 weeks out on, this is where you're going to move. And then I think it'd be really, you know, funny if you sit down here and then this person's going to come in the door. And this is so much based on timing of, okay, this is how you're going to say it, and then the door is going to open, and then we'll hear the footsteps, you know. And it's so detailed. Yeah. It's so much more, all of those, you know, little intricacies that...
I think also, too, just like with any theater experience, you know, if you're writing, You know, you're in your head, or at least in my head, I'm like, this sounds great the way that these people are saying it in my head. But when they actually read it, sometimes they're like, oh, wait a minute, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
So we need to cut or scrap that or change it.
We've also found that with our Foley, with our sound effects, as you might know, Chris, from helping us out on this show. But if you listen to our first episode, the footsteps are like tiny little Muppet feet, where it's like, where, you know, someone opens the door and it's like, you know, it's like the footsteps are happening so quickly and no human would be able to walk.
That's funnier though.
And that's it. And I listen to it and I love it. And it's just hilarious. But then as the, you know, episodes go on, now that we're getting into our 13th episode, we've kind of slowed it down, figured out that, you know, maybe we'll put a microphone actually down by somebody's feet so they can, you know, walk in place. And so that's been really, really funny to try to maneuver around as, you know, throughout the episodes is how we can even make the Foley station and that.
Well, that's something we go back and forth on too, though, is like how realistic do we want to make things, you know, and just because, and well, I think that kind of ties into you have essentially two shows. You have the live show and then you have the podcast that we mix down from the live show. And so, you know, trying to make them both quality and entertaining, and sometimes there's just push and pull with that of, you know, what makes sense for the live thing and what makes sense for the podcast. And then, yeah, some things that little Muppet feet are sometimes super, super funny, but yeah, they're totally... Yeah. But then we listen back to them and we're like, well, that's not how a person sounds.
Yeah.
And so we have to have, like, a debate about it. And it's great.
Yeah.
Now you've done 12 episodes. You're about to do your 13th a week from Tuesday. So a week and a half from now, basically.
Yeah,
the 18th. Underground in the depot.
Yep.
And you've learned a lot, sounds like, since the first episode. You've come now... It's been 2 years now this show's been running. It's every other month, or is it
every month? So we do. We'll see in the future years how this goes. But we're in our second season, and so our first year was last year, and we did eight episodes.
Okay,
so one a month for 8 months, yeah. And then and we're doing that same thing this year. So we'll go through November and then take a little break and regroup.
Like our season, yeah. It's you know, it's good when you have people saying like it's going to be around this winter, right? And you have to say, well, we're going to take a little break and regroup, and people are like, no, why? Just come on.
You have a dedicated audience.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
that's something you really can't take for granted. But yeah. No, I understand you guys need to recharge. Of course, Blake, you're a musician, so you have other interests too. You're involved in Eastland at the. The Renegade right now, which just opened last night, went well, I hope.
Yes, it did.
That's awesome.
And that runs for, the Eastland is a show about, it's really happy subject material. It's about the shipwreck of the SS Eastland, which was a passenger boat in 1915 and was docked in the Chicago River, and they overloaded it with people and it capsized, and 844 people died. Which was like the largest
disaster
on the Great Lakes. Yeah. And it's something that I didn't know about until we started doing this. And there's a company in Chicago called Looking Glass Theater Company that wrote this musical, and Renegade Theater is doing it. And it's the second production that's ever been done of this. So it's kind of like a folk opera in a way. But it's a great show. We just opened it last night. It's really powerful stuff, and it runs the next 3 weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And take it with you if people are interested. What's the website?
Takeitwithyou.org. Yeah, the next one is August 18th. Our guest is Mrs. Delicious.
Mrs. Delicious.
Local ice cream vendor via tricycle.
Okay, and the mayor will be joining as well?
Yep.
One of his last few episodes as mayor, too.
I know. Yes, we'll really get him in now to, you know, see what he's going to come up with for these last couple episodes.
Before he makes a run for the White House, right?
That's right.
Well, guys, thanks so much. This has been great talking with you, and congratulations on the success of the show, and we hope to hear from more of you in the future.
Thank you, Chris. This is fun.
Blake Thomas and Mary Fox, hosts of Take It With You Radio, and they join us to talk about radio in the theater and on the radio. Radio Theater, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.